Well, hi there, and welcome to this month's Akashic Inspiration, read by me, Reverend Sandra L. Gelinas. Let's begin. The Power of Inspiration and Pure Potential. She wakes as the soft, pearly glimmer of morning light slips gently into her bedroom and remembers she's been dreaming. Snuggling into the warmth of her soft quilt, she lets the key points of her dream return. Here's the gist of it. Deep in communion with her muse, she recognizes she's also supported by another old friend. Intuitively, she knows this strong masculine presence is the divine director. While floating with the whole world in front of her and these two powerful guides beside her, she realizes she's called to shift her perspective of her life. As she gets up and begins her morning rituals of drinking hot water, dry brushing, and then pulling up the blinds to welcome the misty dawn, she wonders what this inspiration of a divinely directed new life perspective could encompass. After her morning meditation and a quick hot breakfast, she's more than ready to dive into her Akashic records. Walking herself through the method to open and connecting with the energy of her personal records, she then eagerly asks, "What does my dream from this morning mean? What's my current life perspective? How could I change that perspective for the highest good of all? What more could I learn from my muse? Why do I feel like both she and the divine director are old friends?" Her records begin by suggesting she look up a definition of perspective. Moving over to her computer, she Googles "define perspective" and find several definitions related to art. However, this is the definition that draws her attention. Perspective, a particular attitude toward or way of regarding something, a point of view. The Latin root of this word means look through or perceive. All the meanings of perspective have something to do with looking. Some synonyms: outlook, viewpoint, position, attitude, frame of mind, way of looking or thinking, interpretation. Pondering this information, she reflects once again on how visual her dream was. She doesn't recall any words being spoken, just the knowing that she was being called to change how she looked at her life. The whole world was before her. What picture of her life could she paint if she drew the rest of her life from a new perspective? She turns her attention back to her records and begins to journal as they say, "Dear one, what's your current perspective of your life? How do you see yourself now?" She replies, "I find myself thinking of slowing down. I'm the wife of a retired man now. That's a huge change in my life, too, more than I realized it would be. I'm choosing to spend more time with him, more energy with family and friends, while still supporting my Akashic clients and learners, and always longing for more quiet time by myself." "So you see," they say, "your perspective of yourself has been changing already from where you were a year ago when your focus was simply how much work you could pack into each day to grow your Akashic business. Just as your husband is exploring his life without a 40-hour week, so too are you now invited to approach your life with a new outlook. Your dream this morning invites you to feel more of this freedom the potential still available to you. You're not so much entering the latter part of your life as moving forward into the freedom to finally do only what brings you the greatest joy. Well, I hadn't thought of it like that, she exclaims. At the same time, I feel like withdrawing more from life, I still feel very strongly that there's something new that's important for me to do. I'd love to write a fiction book that includes the Akashic Records. I'd enjoy teaching many more people how to access their records. I have all kinds of travel plans for the rest of this year and many more. So I don't see myself slowing down, only wondering how it will fit in everything. There's this conflict between my desire to withdraw and my wish to step forward in an entirely new way. Her records gently remind her of the key elements of her dream: her muse, the divine director, the world floating in front of her, the knowing it's time for a change of perspective. She listens as they lovingly share. Notice how each part of this dream demonstrates you already have everything you require. You have two trustworthy guides who've escorted you in many lifetimes. That's why you feel they're such old friends. One is female and one is male. So together they bring you the ideal balance of creative intuition in your muse and clear, focused action with a divine director. The whole world is open to you. Your heart's desire quickens. After a pause, her records lovingly inquire, "May we make a suggestion?" "Of course," she replies, "I'd be grateful for your input." Instead of worrying about or trying to plan all the little details of how this new life will unfold, what if you simply embraced it as if it is already happening? They gently encouraged. "Because it already is." Remember this. What you can conceive of, what you can dream and perceive, is already creating thought forms and becoming more and more real each time you renew your desire to live from a new perspective. Your muse ensures your creative inspiration, and the divine director is here to help you implement the steps required to arrive at your new destination. Trust the details will come. We invite you right now to step deeper into the Akashic field and receive the power of inspiration and pure potential offered by your muse and the divine director. Divine intervention is occurring now. Know that you are being guided. Happiness is your purpose. It's time to find more joy in your life. Do you accept? Placing her hand on her heart, she takes a deep breath and releases it slowly. She allows herself to feel the truth and loving support of her records through all levels of her being. Then, guided by her records, she writes her decision in her journal while affirming it aloud. "I step up and say yes to all the divine offers me. I open my heart and let go of old fears that I'm not good enough, don't know enough. I surrender to the divine all that would hinder me in my quest, known and unknown, from this lifetime and any other. I acknowledge I am a powerful co-creator with the divine. In divine alignment, unattached to outcomes, I am a conduit for unlimited miracles. I embrace my joy." sitting with her journal in the warmth of the morning sun as it pours into her living room. She feels the unconditional love of the divine, all her highest beings of light, and of course her records, lifting up and out all she is surrendering from all levels of her being and her aura. She notices she's present on the earth, not floating in space. As light continues to pour in her window, she feels the divine infusions of loving support, inspiration, and pure potential gently filling her entire being. She opens her hands and her heart and exhales in release. With intention, she breathes in these divine infusions and joyfully says aloud, "Yes, thank you." And her life from a new and higher perspective immediately begins. P.S. I invite you to join me in seeing yourself from a new perspective this year. Perhaps that includes learning to open your Akashic records so you too can be inspired and step into more of your potential. A small group of enthusiastic learners meet by phone on 8 afternoons. Dates for the Spring Module A starts February 23rd, and the new Fast Track Late Summer Module A trainings are on the upcoming events column to the right. I invite you to email me now to reserve your place. If you'd like to dive deeper into new perspectives with the support of your records with me as your Akashic facilitator, click on the links for either a private session or to learn to access your own records so you can request assistance and inspiration from your records without leaving home. Keen to leave a comment? It's easy. Just scroll to the bottom, the very bottom of the page below my signature block. I'd love to hear about your experience of this Akashic inspiration. I personally reply to every comment, even if it may take me a while. Till next time, radiance and love, Sandra.